So people try to plug and play to make their job easier, as opposed to digging in.
Correct. You have to dig in. For example, you'd having a videographer come out and record content or getting in touch with Lojo cost you a good bit of money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Thousands of dollars.
But the extra return that that will make you in paid advertising compared to going with something that's cheaper but more bland, you'll actually make more money having that professional content and going that extra effort than going the free route of just going there with your iPhone and taking pictures
right.
and running those as ads.
All right, today we've got a guy named David Nips. Now, here's the funny story about David. I've worked with David for 2.5 years, and he's done all of our Facebook ads, Google ads, all that stuff for the multiple different companies we have, food companies, The Lake, all that stuff. I never met him in person. Lives in New Jersey, but today I've got David Nips from Nips Media on with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, we can save this for the podcast. There's an apiary farm that I work with.
A what?
Apiary farm. Honeybees.
Yeah.
15-acre farm.
Yeah.
She's 65 years old. She retired. She wanted to, this is her life passion of a business.
Yeah.
So she got hives of bees and started making soaps, lotions, products. And she's been doing this since 2018,
mm-hmm.
making $100,000 a year in top line revenue, pretty much making no money, but at least her hobby's paying for herself.
Right. Yeah.
So she's not making enough money. She just bought this new property. So I came to her and I said, well, what if you're making this product anyway. What if we do classes and we sell tickets for $80 a piece? She said, okay. She's like, yeah, I have the whole area. Literally, I can set up chairs. So we talked about it. She launched a beeswax lantern class. Lantern being little bowl. You put a little tea light candle in it. It lights up the room. People love it. $80 to $90 a ticket. She's in the middle of nowhere, her farm. Facebook ads to a short video of just showing the product being made. Click the ad, goes to a Shopify checkout page, completely changed her business.
Really? So you need to tell that story in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
After the three other ones.
You think I'm too long-winded on how I talk sometimes?
No, I think you're very good. You are 10 times better than a lot of people.
Okay.
You talk.
But I want real feedback.
I talk
with fluff.
No, that was no fluff.
Okay.
You and I are obviously two totally different ends of the spectrum as far as human beings are concerned. But like you and I are very similar in the fact that you will do this. You will talk very direct sometimes. Now, sometimes you're like, you know, fluffy, but for the most part.
Depends on what I'm talking about. If I know what I'm talking about, I'll be direct.
Yeah.
If I don't, I go back farther than you.
The more direct you are today, the more clips we will get.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be like digestible information. Because the best thing you can see online is if you're bored rolling through shorts on YouTube and you see something that makes a difference. Great example. Joe Rogan went through his workout every morning. It was less than 60 seconds. I loved it. There's so much value there. So
we've worked the last 2 days together. Came over Sunday night. We did the sauna. Our boys never
first
done
first ever time in the sauna.
I've never done sauna before, never done cold before. And he did a great job. But David owns a company called Nips Media. That's a very broad title, but what they do, their bread and butter is paid ads. That's your bread and butter. And he found us back when we were doing meal prep 2.5 years ago. We didn't even do meal prep anymore. But the relationship has just morphed. So you're in the business of marketing, branding, media, strategy, paid ads, all that stuff. What's the number one mistake business owners make when it comes to branding?
So with me being in paid advertising, meaning that these aren't ads when you're driving down the highway, it's a billboard on the side of the road, or when you're reading a magazine, it's an ad placement.
Yeah.
This is social media. So when you go to social media, Thomas Cox, late at night or in the morning, and you're scrolling through, you're not looking for the next best ad. You're looking to get entertained and to get some content that's going to captivate you for a moment.
Correct.
And then you scroll to the next one. The mistake that I see businesses making specifically with branding in this world, especially in advertising, they make their ads look like ads. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So when you're scrolling through social, the best performing ads are usually the ones that you don't realize you even clicked an ad until you've clicked it and you're on the landing page and you realize, I'm in a marketing funnel here.
It's why user-generated content is so big these days.
Correct.
So the great example is we had Lojo Fisherman, a huge following on YouTube, wonderful guy, wonderful human, and we had him come to the lake to do promotion. And we took his video and we are running ads to that video in order to get people to book the place. And it does. They look like social media content.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Correct.
People are doing the other thing. They're making it look like ads.
Exactly.
So you know that. As a marketing agency, how are marketing agencies failing with their clients?
A couple different things.
Yeah.
Number one is you hire a marketing agency, in some cases, who specializes in what you do. So let's say I'm a short-term rental agency and you're looking to hire me to help with Walcock's Point.
Right.
So I come in and I have a cookie cutter template plug-and-play system that I use for short-term rentals.
Right.
So I come in and I don't say, Thomas, what makes Walcock's different than the other property that I'm promoting in California and New Jersey and Canada and Costa Rica and all these other places? I don't care because I have a plug-and-play system. system.
Yeah.
So I'm just plugging in pictures with bland ChatGPT generated benefits and running an ad to it. But that doesn't work nowadays because people see that all the time. What they need to understand is, okay, what makes Wilcox Point different? People love to come there and fish. All right, awesome. Do you have any content with fishing in it?
Right.
Great, let's make an ad that we can target people who are interested in fishing with videos of UGC creators who are fishing and invite them to come to the house.
Correct.
So if I'm scrolling through social and I just see an ad for a short-term rental called Wilcox Point, and it's just talking about 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and this and that, am I going to click that? Or do I love fishing? I see your ad, and then I'm going down the funnel.
So people try to plug and play to make their job easier as Correct. Opposed to digging in.
Correct. You have to dig in. And for example, you'd having a videographer come out and record content or getting in touch with Lojo cost you a good bit of money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Thousands of dollars.
But the extra return that that will make you in paid advertising compared to going with something that's cheaper but more bland, you'll actually make more money having that professional content and going that extra effort than going the free route of just going there with your iPhone and taking pictures
right.
and running those as ads.
I know this next question is going to be dependent on, hey, what's the business? But if someone says, hey, David, I've got 10 grand to spend, how would you spend it for the maximum return on investment?
It's a really good question. So every business is obviously different.
I just said that.
Yeah.
But I know that's the. I know that's true.
Yeah.
Like in general. So you work with a company they do honeybee stuff, and you work with a company that's a music school, then you work with a short-term rental, and you work with, there's so many different things you work with, but like for the most part, on average, if someone were to say, hey, I got $10,000, what's the maximum return on investment? What would you say?
Well, I would say Facebook ads.
Okay.
One for 75% of the people that I would talk to.
Gotcha.
There's the other 25%, HVAC businesses, certain things where I'd say, hey, go spend money on Google ads or other platforms.
Mm.
But first of all, I think that paid advertising can change any business owner's life.
Yeah.
Anybody, even if you're just starting out or if you're just established business, it can change your life. But here's the actual answer that I would give to you, and I'll flip it for a second. I never start with how much money do I need to spend. I start with what is the end goal that you need to hit.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the music school in a second. And I'll give you an example. She had 100 students when she came to us. Her max capacity was 175 students. 75 student gap. For her to spend $10,000 would be careless. She doesn't need to. What we need to figure out is what is the customer acquisition cost to get a new student into her school.
Right.
Determine what is the churn rate. So on a monthly basis, how many students are you losing? Put those numbers together to figure out how many new students I need to bring in, minusing off churn, to get to the $175 mark. And in her case, it might just be that you need to spend $2,000 in ads. Figure out those numbers before you just start, because I have clients coming all the time. Hey, I have this amount of money. I want to run ads. And I say, that's great. We might need all of it. We might need a lot more, but we might need just a quarter of it.
Just a little bit of it.
Yep.
Where are companies making the biggest mistakes right now when it comes to branding?
So when it comes to branding, outside of the UGC question.
Yeah.
I would say, and I love AI, by the way.
Sure, me too.
Don't take this the wrong way.
We've talked about it a bunch already.
When you use AI regularly and you scroll through ads, I can tell when an ad was written by somebody who used AI generically.
Really?
Yeah. And it looks like this. And when I say generically, by the way, I mean it's written without having the right prompt and without giving AI the right information to write something correctly.
Correct.
So it'll look like this. You're scrolling through social media and I'm running an ad for my business and I'm using ChatGPT. They'll say, unlock the greatness of your business. Mm-hmm. Something super bland and generic, and it has emojis, and it's written in a way that is not human. It's just not written human.
No one says unlock the...
That word, I've never used it before.
Sure.
And then you'll also see copy where it says, it's not about this, it's about that. Only ChatGPT writes that way. I've never written that way in my life. So with branding, and I'm going to tie this, we talked about the creative of having user-generated content, but pairing that with copy that looks like it was written by a human. And also, if you're using AI, which by the way, we use it and we recommend it, you're feeding it enough information that if you're holding up human-written copy and AI-written copy, you can't tell the difference. In fact, you'd prefer the AI written one.
What's the number one AI tool that you're using right now?
So I use ChatGPT for 90% of what I do, but here's the difference. For me, David Nips, I don't enjoy sitting and typing and explaining things. I'm not a typer. I'm a communicator like we're talking right now.
Correct, yeah.
So what I'll do is I will get a voice transcription tool and I will just talk to it without any like complete rough draft. I'll actually walk
like
around
you're talking
office,
to me.
Like I'm talking to you. I'll walk around my office holding this, just explaining a thought. Hey, I want to target such and such for Wilcox Point. We really want to to get fishermen, but they need to have the money to be able to spend. By the way, the house is held up to 18 people, so we need to find a group. I'll just riff. Just talk, 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 talk. Sometimes the voice messages will be 10 minutes long. Transcribe that, feed it into AI, then I will give it the prompt to write me an ad copy. Versus if I didn't have that ability, I would go in and say, I'm looking to target fishermen with an ad for Wilcox Point. Can you write me ad copy? Generic, 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 doesn't convert. Use the voice transcription.
Wow, that's really good. To talk about creating content, what do you, in your opinion, what's kind of the secret to creating content that gets people to convert?
Really good question. So the first thing I would say is you're going to have people that approach you and say, okay, should I do paid advertising or should I do organic social? And is there one that's better than the other? And it's usually the paid guys that will say, forget organic, it's not worth it, go paid. It's the organic people who say, forget paid ads, you want to build a brand, blah, blah, blah. It's both. But they don't have your organic bucket over here and your paid ads bucket over here, or God forbid, have two completely separate teams that don't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Because you can create content, post it on organic social, and let's say you average 1,000 views per video, and you get that video that gets 15,000, take that video and run it as an ad. But it's important, though, that the paid advertising team is speaking into the organic content, because we're not looking to post viral reels. We're looking to post VSL commercials.
Sure.
On organic to find the winners. And that will save you a whole lot of time because
VSL, video sales letters.
Video sales letter. Yeah. So instead of you posting or running ads to 10 videos, which you might lose money on 7 of them to find the 3 winners,
sure.
Get the 3 winners out of organic and then run them as ads.
Yeah.
That's our formula that we use for most of our clients.
And that's what we did. So, like, I'll give you a great example for the fishing stuff. Everybody out there, we had our video team make 10 videos. 12. No, they made 12 videos. 12 videos. And then you and Ari Hicks from Hobson Ray, who does our organic stuff.
Yep.
And then BB, who works with Ari, 2 days of like back and forth. You're in Jersey, they're in Hoover, I'm in Trustful. Like, we're going back and forth trying to figure out which one do we like. Number one, I like this video, but let's take this music out and put it. It was 2 days.
Yep.
And we finally finished on 3 of them.
Yep.
We ran 3 ads. You talked to me yesterday and said, hey, this ad with this guy's not working. Let's go with this ad. And you said it yesterday. I remember yesterday afternoon. You said, this video is converting between 35 and 40% more than this other one. And you're like, hey, dude, let's drop this other video.
Yep.
Take the money and put it all on that one. But it's like Hormozy says, it's a constant alliteration. It's a constant, like, it's like flying a kite. So you can't just hold a kite out there because the wind changes. You got to constantly tweak that kite so that it doesn't dive.
Yep.
It's the same type of thing.
And by the way, what did I say right after that too? I said, this is the best performing video, performing 35 to 40% better than this other one. We're going to kill the other one and we're going to replace it with another video like the
winner. Like that one.
Different hook, different complexion, different transitions, but similar.
How important is the human being in the video when you're starting to run ads?
Wildly important.
Really?
And you know what is a killer of paid ads?
What?
Stock footage.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people use it.
Really?
Yeah. Stock footage. And I'm talking even the Canva Pro, the good footage.
The good stuff.
You can tell the difference. And it also matters at the end of the day too. Because let's say you're running an ad for a meal fit, for example. And when we take a stock footage piece of food, we run that as an ad. They come in and they're talking to you and they're looking at your menu. This looks different. Not better or worse, different.
Not you.
There's distrust. Massive distrust. And it's the same thing. Even the smallest differences, it matters.
Okay, so there's a lot of business owners out there that own any number of businesses that aren't getting the things that they want or need out of social media. What's one thing they could do to fix that?
Focus not on going viral. Mm-hmm. Focus on getting conversions. That's a huge thing.
What's the guy you sent me on yesterday? I listened to 3 videos.
Iman Godsey.
Okay, this guy, and I know I'm obviously late to the game. This Iman Godsey, he's got a gazillion subscribers on YouTube, but he's got this other channel that's a business channel, and I'm listening to him this morning. Here's what he said this morning. In business, who gives a crap if you go viral? You are looking for leads.
Yep.
No one cares that you have this many views. If you have 77 views and you get 4 leads off of one video with 77 views, it's worth it. And that was like, okay, I get it.
Can I give you a great example of this? So I'm going to give you 2 real clients.
Okay.
These are real businesses. The first one has an Instagram account with over 1 million real followers, and she makes content for moms with babies. So it's all about baby content.
Great.
Toddlers.
Yeah. People are always having kids.
Guess how much money she was making on a monthly basis when she came to us.
How much?
$8,000 a month.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Fine little business.
Yeah.
You're not hiring team and you're not rolling in the money. Let me compare this to a separate business who targets nurse practitioners who are looking to pass their board exam. 15,000 followers on Instagram. Extremely niche business. Guess how much she made at the peak month of her business.
How much?
$700,000. I swear to God.
A month.
A month. And we were work people both came to us around the same time. And I've never looked at metrics ever the same way again. Because the business owner who has 2.3 million subscribers on YouTube, and if they're a strategic business owner like Iman, they might be making great money. Oh, and they have huge reach because he's had that strategic mind. But there's also the ones who have 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. But these are all people who are the right audience. And by the way, they're also a great business owner with a high ticket offer. Mm. And they're making more than the one with 2 million subscribers who's relying on AdSense and brand deals and things like that. So you never want to compare just vanity metrics apples to apples. Got to look deeper.
Here's the term you just said, vanity metrics.
Yep.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, we all have gotten caught up into followers and likes and all that stuff. But if things convert and are making you money, because here's the thing, the only reason that we are on social and all our places is to make money.
Yep.
Facebook is cool to see your friends from high school and their kid can throw a baseball hard.
Yep.
That's fine. But for the most part, we're there to make money. That's why all of the businesses that we have social media platforms.
Yep.
So what's the biggest shift happening right now in digital marketing that no one is like really paying attention to? What's really happening?
So ad costs are going up.
Okay.
Big time. And something that I'm really seeing a shift on is doubling down on the importance of CAC and LTV.
What are those two things?
CAC is customer acquisition costs.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. I'll actually give the example of you and I working together.
Okay.
For me to acquire you as a customer, I spent over $1,000 that month to acquire one customer. For every one customer I got, I spent over $1,000 to generate that.
Wow.
And based off of what a retainer would be, you might think there's no way you can make money on that. There's absolutely no way. But at the time, I'm thinking, okay, LTV. I bring in a cusp client. On average, clients are sticking with us 2, 3, 4+ years.
Yeah.
Also looking at the fact that I'm sitting right here right now. What's the return on investment for me sitting here having this podcast with you right now?
Yeah.
Or the referrals that you've sent me. Yeah. If you actually look at the money spent versus the revenue made, we're probably looking at 100x plus in dollars.
Yeah.
But if you look at it just that month, you might have lost a little bit of money. So the importance is customer acquisition cost. What does it cost for you to get a customer? If you don't know that number, figure it out today. Within the next 24 hours, you need to know that number. But then you also, equally important, need to know what is the LTV of a client, a customer. I was just sitting with a restaurant owner here in Birmingham. And the first question I asked him was, what's the LTV of a customer that comes into this place?
What did he say?
And he didn't have an exact number, but he said, while the average meal they're coming in is between $30 and $40, the customer that sticks around long-term is spending over $1,000 with our business. So that tells me, all right, when I'm showing ad metrics to this business owner, if it costs us $15 to get somebody to come in and pay $30, he might even be losing a little bit on that, but the money's made in the LTV at the end. You have to know both of them. And that's a shift, because when ads are low and you can get away with just printing money, it doesn't matter as much.
Right.
But when you get into these tight ad markets.
Like what? What's a tight ad market?
Well, it's CPM.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cost per million, what you're paying for 1,000 is rising. If you look at your numbers from January to January now, and you might just say, well, that's just inflation. It's going up higher than inflation.
Mm.
You're looking at some accounts that are 20, 25% higher for ad costs. You can't raise your prices 25%. You're going to go out of business. So you got to get strategic. How can I get my customers to spend more money that are coming through my funnel?